What happens after the most significant event in human history? I'm Chris Montgomery, senior pastor at Fraser Church in Montgomery, Alabama, and welcome to Fraser 365. Today we're in a study called Victory, a journey from the cross to Pentecost. Our prayer is that through God's Word, you'll come to a greater knowledge today of what it means to be a disciple of Christ and live in the victory of His resurrection power.
Welcome to Day 49 of From the Cross to Pentecost. Today's devotional is, Trust Jesus and Watch Out for Satan. Timothy Keller wrote, Putting our faith in Christ is not about trying harder. It means transferring our trust away from ourselves and resting in Him. Our text for today is 1 Peter 5, 6-11. It reads, Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, so that at the proper time He may exalt you, casting all your anxieties on Him, because He cares for you. Be sober-minded, be watchful. Your adversary, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion, seeking someone to devour. Resist him, firm in your faith, knowing that the same kinds of suffering are being experienced by your brotherhood throughout the world. And after you have suffered a little while, the God of all grace, who has called you to His eternal glory in Christ, will Himself restore, confirm, strengthen, and establish you. To Him be the dominion forever and ever. Amen. Some thoughts on today's text. Peter surrounds a warning to watch out for the devil with two strong statements regarding God's care and provision for believers. Verse 6 begins with an exhortation to humble ourselves before the Lord. There are several places in Scripture where Christians are commanded to humble themselves. See Ephesians 2 and 1 Peter 3:8. James reminds us that God opposes the proud but gives grace to the humble. See James 4:6. Jesus humbled Himself by becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. See Philippians 2:8. When you humble yourself, you put yourself in a position of total dependence on Jesus. The three most dangerous words for any believer are, I've got this. Without Jesus, we can do nothing. If you aren't humble, you will not obey. When you are self-sufficient, you worry about everything because you are dependent on your own abilities to attempt to fix your problems. When you are completely trusting Jesus, you want to cast all your cares on Him because He has the power to work miracles. Jesus wants us to be humble, so we will totally trust in His care and provision rather than trying to solve every problem in our own limited strength. When you have complete trust in Jesus, you can watch out for the attacks from the evil one, knowing that God can grant you victory over temptations. So humble Christians are also watchful, realizing that the devil is roaring and seeking someone to devour. We cannot battle Satan in our own strength. Only Jesus' power through us can bring defeat to the devil's schemes. David Case and David Holdren discuss the devil's intentions. They say, the devil has a precise agenda. He prowls around like a roaring lion. This is the only place in the Bible that the devil is called a lion. There is, however, an Old Testament background for this image of the lion. The lion in the Old Testament is a description of the opponents of Israel. Both prowl and roaring indicate a continual action. Our enemy is constantly on the move. He is constantly prowling and roaring. Why? Because he is looking for someone to devour. The word devour is literally to drink down. It is used in the sense to swallow down or to eat up. Since he is constantly on the move, seeking to fulfill his destructive agenda, there is no escape from such experiences. The believers cannot avoid the attack of the devil. So what is the Christian to do? Peter's response to Satan sounds so simple. Resist him. This word means to stand up against or to withstand. The tense of this command may be another of those situations where the idea is to begin to stand against. The resistance comes from a trusting relationship and standing firm in the faith. Peter closes out this section of Scripture with a reminder of all that God will do on our behalf. In other words, God is trustworthy and will come through for His children. After Christians have suffered a little while, God will bring restoration and strength to them, see verse 10, and He will establish His people. David Guzik writes, These things are God's work in us and through us. Peter personally knew the futility of trying to face suffering and danger in one's own strength. His own failure taught him the need for constant reliance on God's work in our lives, so he prays for his dear Christian friends. Christ can be trusted because his power and authority last forever and ever. See verse 11. We guard ourselves from the attacks of the devil, while we have every reason to trust in Christ for his protection and care. Some questions on today's reading. How does humility coincide with trusting in Jesus? How does being sober-minded and watchful help in resisting Satan's attacks? And finally, how does knowing God will call you to his eternal glory strengthen your trust in him? Thanks for joining us today.